Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're doing great. Today is the 28th of March, 2019. Hey, we're almost to the end. Oh my gosh, we're coming to the next quarter. It's happening. It's right around the corner. So before we get into our next month and next quarter and the rest of the year, and frankly, the rest of your life, here's what I need you to do. I need you to give up. I need you to give up some things so you can have a better life, a better business, a more fluid world in everything that you do, because this is what can hold us back. And what I want you to think about, guys, you have to take care of yourself and you have to let go of some things in order for you to move forward so you could live a great life. You got to get rid of things that are no longer serving you and replace them with thoughts and actions and things that can encourage you to grow and at the end of the day will help you have a more happier and more fulfilling life. You know, guys, if you take a look at all of the things that we have to do and we must participate in our lives, we have to take care of making sure that we give up on the things, again, that don't serve us. And when we take a look at all of these things, we have to note that it takes courage, it takes perseverance, it takes persistence, it takes really a commitment that you want to change your habits, change your disciplines to things that are going to serve you at the much higher levels so you can, again, have a more meaningful and get the most successful part of your life going and moving forward. So write these thoughts down, because they're very important. Look at them every day. Go back to realprofitbuilders.com and listen to this again and again and again to make sure that these thoughts are being eliminated in your world and you're replacing them with some great things. Ready to go? Hope you got your pen and paper out. I'm going to speed through these things because they're very simple, but yet so critically important to everything that you're doing in your life. So let's get at it. First thing I need you to give up is give up on your fears. Don't allow fears to keep you frozen and keep you in place. You have to conquer fear on the inside, and the outside will fall into the right direction that you want to go. The next thing is you want to give up on excuses. Tell them that they are no longer a part of your life and that you are going to give up on making excuses. Because guys, at the end of the day, you can progress, you can have success, you can have money, and or you can have excuses, but you can't have all of them. You got to get rid one or the other. And I would prefer that you and recommend that you definitely give up on excuses. The next point is you got to give up on the past. You know, the past doesn't equal the future. I know it's hard, especially when you come with experiences in your life that may have caused some mindset issues today, but you got to let go of the past. Because at the end of the day, you carry that with you and it'll hold you back. You got to take care of the present moment, be here today, create and plan the future. Don't live in it, but at the end of the day, get rid of the past. The next thing is you got to quit and you got to give up on attachment to things. And the moment you detach from the outcomes, the more that you give up attachment to giving, to having things, you become more tolerant and you become more relaxed and you become more present in the space that you're in. Very, very important. Next thing is give up on labels. Labeling things, weird things that come into your life, people, events that you don't get and don't understand. It doesn't really matter. Keep your mind open to learning and growing. Give up labeling things. Give up your need. The next point is to impress other people. Just quit today. Give up. Stop trying to be something that you are not. Just people that you are. Just be the person that you are. Let me say it better that way, okay? And people will tend to want to draw to you because at the end of the day, there is no need to impress other people. Just simply be yourself. Give up on some of these thoughts here on the luxury of criticizing things and people that are different from you. Guys, what's the deal? We're all different. We all have different thumbprints. We all come from different makeups, backgrounds, histories, etc. Don't worry about that. Just give up on criticizing things and criticizing people. You got to give up. You got to clear your mind and detoxify yourself from that process. I want you to, next point, give up on criticizing and complaining about everything, people, situations, events, things that make you unhappy, things and people that cause you to be miserable in your life. You got to get rid of the, you got to quit, and you got to give up on the constant need to complain about everything that might be in your world. Keep in mind, guys, you are responsible. Here's a good one to throw out the door right now. Give up on this one is your limiting beliefs, okay? Limiting beliefs that you cannot do something and that you're not capable and it's not possible. Accept that you're not going to no longer allow limiting beliefs to keep you stuck in the wrong place. Replace them with empowering beliefs. I can't versus I can. I won't versus I will. It's impossible. I just can't see the light at the end of the tunnel with it is possible. Give up your limiting beliefs and do that straight away. Which thus leads me to the next point. Give up on your negative self-talk, self-defeating talk, things that hold you back. Don't believe everything that your mind tells you. Don't believe everything that your mind tells you, especially if it's negative. You're much better than that by every stretch of every imagination. The next thing you need to give up is blaming others for what you don't have, okay? Giving up and blaming others for what you do not have, and frankly, what you do have, what you have done. Keep in mind, guys, it's all up to you. Start taking, again, responsibility for your life. Stop the blame game. Simply take responsibility, own it, and move forward. The next thing I want you to give up is a need for control. Especially in our sales business, we want to control everything because we are the best person to do the job. You got to be willing to give up your need to control everything that happens to you and all of those things around you. Okay, it just opens up your mind, it opens up your soul when you can be free of having control and trusting that things can be working well without you in some cases, okay? And often a lot, guys, a lot of cases. Keep that in mind. Very, very important. The next thing I need you to give up is your need to always be right. Especially when it might risk you ending a relationship or causing stress in others and especially in yourself. Remember, you got to be versatile, guys. Don't always think that you got to be right. Just simply give up on that. The next thing I need you to do is give up your resistance. Write this down. Give up your resistance to change. Guys, change is good, okay? Flexibility is power. It helps us move from one point to the next point, very simply. Don't resist it. Accept it and learn from it and grow with it. Be very, very powerful for yourself when you can do that. And the last point, guys, here's the deal. You got to give up living according to other people's expectations. Run your own race. Stop living according to what others think that you should be, things that they think that you should have, etc. Get rid of that. Start living based on what is best for you, okay? Remember, guys, it is your own race. You put your head on your pillow at night with your mindset there, and that's what the deal is. So give up on that whole thing right now and live according to your own expectations. Run your race and be the very, very best at that. Guys, at the end of the day, progress, success, happiness, you got to relieve yourself of all of these things. You got to give up these things I talked about today so you can have that progress, so you can have that success, so you can have that happiness. It's very, very critical. I hope that you got some thoughts today that you will use straight away. If any of these things are in your way or if all of them are in your way, give them up today. The most important thing I don't want you to give up on is yourself. Don't ever, ever do that, because you have power, you got potential, and it's all right inside of you. Go enjoy your day. Go make it happen. Do all you can and make it count. Thanks for your time today. And if you want more information on this, re-listen to this again. I'm going to remind you, go to RealProfitBuilders.com. I thank you for your time. I respect your time. Talk to you tomorrow.